Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of the All Things Bengals podcast. As I said last night to the loyal listeners that have already hopped on, I see we got a good amount of listens from the episode that dropped at 2 a.m. We are back at noon. Emergency pod. Drake, you got to explain yourself, brother. How did your night go? Where's your energy at right now? Because as soon as we hopped on this, you kind of threw me aback with your current state, bro. So how are you feeling?
Beep, beep. Sorry, my horn's kind of it's kind of broke right now in the I took the sample Fiat. So, yeah, anyways, I couldn't sleep last night, man. I don't know why. I think it's the DJ Reader shit, bro. I think it's the DJ Reader shit. And, yeah, bro, I stayed up till like 6 a.m. And I was like, I can't. I was like, if I go to sleep, I'm not going to wake up until like 1, like yesterday. And I can't do that. I was like, so I'm committing. I'm staying up. I can't even remember staying up all night because.
Did you work tonight?
I took off.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I took off. So by tonight, I'll be tired as fuck and I'll be able to get a good night's worth of rest. Unless, of course, you know, Duke doesn't fucking sleep tonight and he signs somebody at midnight or something.
I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I don't know. I mean, bro, like, we've been the most active team. This happened 3 times last year, bro. Remember, Orlando, 10:30. Nick Scott, 9:30 on a Friday. Right? Like, what are we doing? Like, you know, the vibes are kind of... It may have been on a Saturday, bro. I remember it was on a weekend. And did we sign another... fuck. Who else did we sign last year? I think we had another late signing. Then, of course, all the action last night, right? We're reporting to you guys on the updates of... Joe Mixon again, right? We kind of, you know, obviously, if you guys are just tuning into this emergency pod, go back to the pod last night. There's kind of a lot there. But obviously, we talk about the Joe Mixon stuff. I am so taken aback with this update with Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was, you know how you, have you ever got like fake tweets come across your screen, right?
Yeah.
So I got a notification and I thought it was just a fake account, like a parody account. And I went, wait a second, what?
Yeah, bro. I was ready to see Butt Crack Sports. Like, you know, Butt Cheek Sports, like Ballsack, whoever. I'm like, oh, okay, according to Ballsack. Yeah, bro. I said this in the space. The thing for me personally, and you know, maybe anybody, a lot of fans, you know, that still admire Joe Mixon a ton, as they should, it made me feel really good. Because it gave me the confirmation that this guy is still valued. Because, like, he was not to a ton of Bengals fans here, right? That was the polarization of Joe Mixon the last couple of years. You know, especially from the media, the reporters, the, you know, local reporters on how they'd have their, you know, views on Joe Mixon. And it really fumigated the value that he brought to this fucking team, you know? And for the league to show this, that, hey, we're not going to let this happen because we want to ensure, whether it was just the Texans, I don't care. Aaron Jones wasn't traded for.
Yep.
There was no other running back that was traded for except Joe Mixon. Yep. You know, and yeah, the contract was feasible. Like, Aaron Jones was 12 mil, so I get it. But still, that means something to me.
Aaron got 7, bro.
Oh, he did get restructured. Even better. Like, that makes me feel good, man, that, like, he's still valued, and yeah, I mean, I'd just be repeating myself.
What do you mean restructured?
Aaron Jones was restructured last year.
I'm saying, like, he signed a 1-year, $7 million deal with the Vikings.
Oh, got you. He did sign with them last year. He was restructured with the Packers.
Okay, I see what you mean.
So yeah, Joe Mixon took a restructure. Yeah, because their process was really similar. Like Aaron Jones took the 4-year, $48 million deal. After Joe Mixon in 20, he got restructured in like April or March last year. Joe, obviously, in July. But yeah, man, the confirmation, it feels good. To make it clear to guys that, like, hey, this is not only a Bengals legend, you know, one of the greatest Bengals running backs of all time, you know, but to, you know, not just be dumped off. Because I'm sure Joe Mixon wanted to go to the Texans. Good run, good offensive line,
yeah.
Great young quarterback, great culture.
When you got a
great culture setter.
when you got to think too, the Texans were fully in on Saquon Barkley, so they clearly wanted, you know, one of them top running backs. And I think, you know, you get Joe out there in Houston with CJ, bro. Houston is a team that just reminds me of us so much, man, because CJ Stroud just he's not Joe Burrow, but he plays like a higher grade of a Walmart Joe Burrow. You know what I'm saying? Like he is an elite quarterback. CJ is going to win rings, you know, win a ring in this league. And I, you know, obviously I don't know when that will be, but yeah,
because we're winning the next nine.
Yeah, we're winning the next nine for sure. And Joe, you know, Joe will be retired by then, but
Yeah, I hear you, bro, and I completely agree. It's a phenomenal fit. Credit to the Texans that, yeah, it was a clear sign that they need legit stability of a veteran presence in that room. You know, they tried to add it in Devin Singletary. Don't knock them for it, but it didn't give them what they needed, you know, and they want that stabilizing presence back there. And it's a great move. You know, now I will add this. We are texting this, bro. We have been on a heater. I'm not looking for credit or shit like that necessarily, but I don't think I get enough around these Twitter streets and online about how accurate I've been on some shit. But we've talked about so much yesterday. I was in the space for like legit 10 hours, but I'm pretty sure I said it. I know I said it either in the spaces or on this podcast last night that Joe Mixon with the Texans would be fire. So what a coincidence that they were the ones to call. Now, we'll go ahead and kind of try to move to the logistics of this. I don't know what compensation we got. Do you know?
I don't think the compensation has yet dropped for it. You know what the Bengals would get.
While we wait, okay, yeah, I'm still seeing.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a minute to try to see if somehow it'll come out, but yeah, I haven't seen yet. But man, I'm happy for Mixon. It's not like he's getting sent to Carolina, you know what I mean, or having to sign with a team like that. You get interest from Houston. That's awesome, man. And one thing that I was kind of wondering about, I saw someone comment, and it kind of is a good question. With the Bengals trading Joe now, because the Texans will take on that roster bonus on the 17th, the Bengals must not have any dead cap left over for Mixon, I would assume.
No. Yeah, I mean, no, they ate all of that. Really, the only point of dead cap, bro, is that gets in the way of the money you get back.
Right.
So you inevitably pay the dead cap. Joe Mixon's total cap space was $8.9 million. His because he had a $3.1 million roster bonus with a 5.8 base salary, 8.9. So, yeah, so that 3.1 base salary, wait a second. Those numbers may be wrong because they don't have to pay it now because they traded them before. See how golden this is? We don't have to pay the roster bonus. We get value back for Joe Mixon. How we've been talking for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like,
And like you said, like that, the dead cap, like how it has an effect on the money that you get back. Now they have zero. No dead cap, yep. Nothing at all.
Nope. I mean, bro, what am I about to say? Another Duke Tobin masterclass.
Yeah.
Like, for 2 years, we've been talking about inevitably we're going to bite the bullet and take the money, but we're going to, you know, pay Joe Mixon whatever dead money, guarantee money he has when we cut him, but we'll save XYZ on the cap. We do that with another draft pick. Sure, maybe it's a fifth. Maybe it's a sixth. I'd love if it was a fourth. I don't know. Year seven running back? A year seven running back getting traded? Bro, that doesn't happen in today's NFL. The Bengals make this shit happen, bro. Who else did they shaft 3 years ago with trading the worst fucking quarterback in NFL history? Ryan fucking Finley to the Texans for a sixth. It traded their seventh for that shit. Man, I'm surprised the Texans made that move. But, man, it's impressive. It's incredible. That was my response on a story I posted about Mixon. You know, because, like I said, the confirmation feels good, you know, to go that way. He definitely went where he wanted to go. I mean, I'm sure when his agent got note, like, hey, yo, what do you think of the Texans? I'm sure he was like, fuck yeah, bro. If I got to get sent somewhere, I still get my salary? Come on, bro.
Right. It's a win. Like,
I'm happy as hell for Mixon, man. Happy as hell.
Yeah. Like you said, it's a good situation for him. That's a team that is going in now. They have a rookie quarterback contract. Jeez, rookie quarterback contract. I think, you know, that's a golden opportunity for them to try to capitalize in the window that they got.
Yeah. Shit, we may see him hosting in Paycor at the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just incredible situation. So to kind of sum it up, confirmation from the fans that love Joe Mixon that he's still valued. The league still values him. He keeps his salary. I guess it's TBD, right? Because it could restructure him. And he is with a different team. But we'll see. You get capital, as you were inevitably expecting, just to get the money back was our incentive. Nope, you get more. Duke Tobin made this happen after saying he was going to release him. I see wins everywhere. I don't know where a single big L was taken from this, in my opinion. You ready to go ahead and move to the other major news we got?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What happened about 30 minutes ago at the tight end spot?
Something surprising. I mean, well, we expected, right, to sign a tight end before going into the draft. Kind of expected to. Bengals signed Mike Gesicki a year late, right? Bengals fans wanted him last year. Price was a little steep. And we get him here the following year for this. Is what's crazy about his contract. His contract isn't $3.25 million like some people, you know, read at first glance. It's up to $3.2 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Yeah. Hell of a deal. And I think it makes a lot of sense for Mike Gesicki. I think
another Duke Tobin masterclass.
Well, you know, we've seen it with Hayden, CJ. Obviously, you know, it didn't work out for those two guys, but Joe still got those guys paid. And I think you look at a situation like this, Gesicki kind of coming off some rough seasons there in New England. Quarterback situation, I think it makes sense. But come in here, bro, with Joe Burrow. Oh, my God, with the chance to spike your value, get back to, you know, old Mike Gesicki from the Miami Dolphin days. I didn't even think about it, bro, until I started seeing people tweet about it. But the fact is that they can use this guy in the slot. He's faster than Tyler Boyd. Did you know that?
That's insane. I did not know that. Wow. What's his 40? Like 4.5 flat?
Bro, 4.54.
Wow.
And yeah. Boyd's is like 4.58, 4.56, something like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. That's absolutely right. Yeah, he's predominantly a pass catching tight end. I think most of y'all listening to this know that. Look, bro, yeah, he's had a couple of down years, the last two. I recall from Miami, what they did was Miami franchise tagged him.
Yeah.
Things just went sour. Like, I think Miami just made it known that they didn't really want to utilize him anymore. I think Mike McDaniel, it was never a talent thing with Gesicki. So, you know, if people look at his stats, don't pair his stats to his value or ability today, because this dude supersedes that for sure. New England's horrible. They had the worst offense in the league, Steelers and the Jets. You know, so everything was bad. Look, man, 28 years old, 780 yards in 2021.
Yep.
2020, 700 yards. Like, this is a premium pass catching tight end. I wouldn't say top five. This is a top 10 pass catching tight end still in today's NFL. And like you said, an incentive laden deal, I'm sure, because of a couple down years of $3.5 million. Yep. Dude, Tobin masterclass. Get used to hearing that.
Yeah, bro. I agree with you. But when you look at it, it's just like it's a steal. I mean, you it can't get any better than that. And looking back, you look at the numbers. If we're being honest, I mean, I know he's had a couple down years. This is arguably best tight end we've had in a long time.
Yep. So,
I mean, numbers wise, better than dating back to Gresham and Eifert. So not to say, but I do feel like Gesicki could come into this offense and I think he can give us 500-600 yards. That would not surprise me. But the fact of the matter is, I'm seeing a lot of things talking about him being in the slot. You know, and then them. Let me see.
Yeah, he
they're talking about. They're talking about they're going to be able to pound the rock more now. Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, look, he is predominantly a slot tight end, but he can, well, not just slot. I should make clear, this dude can win outside as well. So this dude is the most athletic tight end we've ever had.
That's
I mean, maybe even more than Eifert. Eifert was pretty fucking athletic, right?
Right.
But this guy, yeah, he is a big, I posted a story of him running a route. This dude looks like a big wide receiver. I mean, it was really impressive. He can win outside and inside. It's what I've talked about. And the reason why this makes this fit more perfect for what the Bengals are looking for is we need to get younger at the position through the draft. So I've said all along, we got to double up this offseason at new acquisitions at the position.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a guy that they, you know, they leave, you know, brushing off their hands saying, well, let's go. Tight end position done for the offseason. We're good for – no, it's not done. You can re-up. You can get the tight end you want in the draft. Like in a rare other universe, if Brock Bowers was available, you don't think twice. You take the guy. You figure it out later. Jatavion Sanders, if you think the value is right, tight end 2 OVR, take him. Biz Tanak, you take him. So that's what this signing was great for. Noah Fant ran, you know, went off the board quick. He went at 10.5 per. That's out of the Bengals range. I wouldn't have wanted them to pay that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we talked about this, right? Or maybe in the spaces. I'm getting it mixed up. No more than 10. So you left that alone. Got it. You get this great value for this dude that's been in shitty situations but doesn't lack the talent?
Right.
Great. Great move. And he was probably the best one available, right? I don't know who even.
It was pretty much, I would say, between him and Gerald Everett. That's what Zim was saying, tight end-wise left, but. This is a quote I pulled from Charlie Goldsmith, Bill Belichick, on Mike Gesicki. The player that's part receiver and part tight end, those are the kind of guys that do you treat them as a receiver or do you treat them as a tight end? Guys like Gesicki, players like that, they're really not tight ends. They're really not receivers. They're good players. Those are the type of players that really create the conversation because they can split out, detach from the formation, be in tight end locations, but they're very good receiving tight ends at the position relative to what you normally see there. Those are, I'd say, the hard game plan questions to answer with those type of hybrid players.
Sounds pretty appealing to me.
Yep.
You know, sounds like a guy that Joe Burrow can, you know, get a lot of value with. And look, you know, for everybody listening, yeah, we said a lot. Well, I don't want to say we said a lot of the same shit with Irv Smith because this is a better signing period. Let's make that clear, guys. Like, I could imagine multiple of the fans listening to this rolling their eyes, heard the same thing with Irv last year.
You can't compare it, man.
Yeah, not at all. Like, well, sure, Irv was really young, like perfect, 24 years old, lots of upside. Yeah. He never got healthy, ever. And he wasn't completely healthy here, and mentally he wasn't fit for this situation, clearly. Like, things just did not go right. This dude was...
You're a battle hawk.
Yes, battle hawk material. It just went sour with Gesicki. It has never been the case for him. He's even navigated through a couple of tumultuous situations in New England and Miami the last year, right? And he's gone through it well. He capitalized on what he has. This dude is also a touchdown machine, bro. He had four seasons of four plus touchdowns. Yeah. 3 of 5 plus. 2 7 touchdown seasons.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think he's also playing next to a guy that just got paid there, Hunter Henry, who got, you know, he got paid a bag. So I think you look at that situation too. It's like they had two good tight ends there in the system. I mean, similar to when we saw Kyle Pitts and Hayden Hurst, and we brought Hayden Hurst in, and we had that feeling that this guy's, you know, a dog. He's got something to prove still. I agree with you. I think Gesicki is the most athletic tight end that we've ever had. To be able to just, I think it's going to change our offense. I really do. I think it's going to be able to change our offense in a lot of different ways.
You already see the jokes going around on Twitter about the gritty. I don't know if you guys are listening. A few years ago, Mike Gesicki got caught, you know, doing the gritty, and it wasn't. The gritty. It wasn't visually appealing to say a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, who, you know, was capping on him a few years ago, saying basically, don't do that. Don't even try it. Don't even try it again. But Bengals signed Gesicki. It has some fun. Ja'Marr said today, he'll be right before the season. Mike Gesicki, welcome, fam. And Gesicki said, listen, everyone, like it or not, I definitely got to bring the gritty back now. Thanks, dog.
Yep. Hey, I love it, man. Yeah. So, yep, that'll probably do it, y'all. Just quick emergency pod. We will be back for any other legit news. I'm thinking of some, like, low-end roster guys. We'll just probably tell y'all now. Like, if we sign Marcus Bailey, no. Like, probably not. You know, if we sign some super low-end depth guy, nah. But, look, me and Drake going to stay on the grind. You obviously heard from him. Dude is sleep-deprived. He is mentally tweaking right now.
Yeah.
Just super, you know, super committed. And I know what he texted me this morning, any moment with DJ potentially. So that's the commitment that we're delivering, for our joy of the game and for everybody else. So, maybe this is a plug moment, definitely subscribe if you're not already, to the pod. I know you can click the follow button up top on Apple, wherever y'all get the podcast, and give us 5-star rating because we're the goats. So, I'd really appreciate that. Or if we're mid, just give us a 5-star rating and like type we're mid or something. Just give the 5-star rating and then give your genuine review. All right. That's all I'm saying. So nonetheless, appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
See you. All right, man. Got any closing thoughts though before we head out?
I mean, right now, I still think there's moves to be made. I think there's still splash moves. I think the Bengals are trying to figure out the DJ Reader situation right now. Because it's like in a situation where he's gone, what do you do then? You sign two defensive tackles. I like the idea of bringing DJ back. Obviously, everyone does. You know, he's a town favorite. But, yeah, bro, I think that's a big thing right now is getting that work together because, you know, from what I've heard, you don't want to face him twice a year, B-Things, do you? You want to face him twice a year and the other team in Ohio? Huh?
Oh my God, bro.
I mean, they already got our number too. They're gonna fucking shut our run game down now too when we play them if they get DJ.
Yeah. Don't even want to think about that. Yeah, for sure. It seems pretty apparent that the Bengals are gonna do what they can to retain them because we talked about it last night on the pod. The opportunity cost could be something that I don't think this team could bear right now. And plus, I mean, even beyond that perspective, he's good as fuck. So, yeah, just lean in on that. It's not like all of his talent's going to completely go away. But, yeah, man. So, the DJ Reader sweepstakes will definitely stay on top of it for all y'all. And appreciate y'all for listening to another episode of the All Things Bengals podcast. Peace out, bro.
Peace.